Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Miscommunication. I am Claudia. I am here with my bestest bud, Kelly. Kelly, how are you this evening?
Man, I am so good. So good. So good, I don't even think there are more words for how good I am.
That's pretty damn good. That is pretty good. For a Monday, also. For a Monday.
Exactly.
Fantastic. Well, I think I know part of the reason that you're so good, and we're going to do a quick little intro about what we're going to talk about today, and then we're going to jump right into it. So I think the most exciting thing that we have going on today is we are going to play the brand new She Pulled the Trigger song, Dying to Shine. It released a little bit less than 24 hours ago. Kelly and I were lucky enough to get a little advanced listen to it, and I kind of think Kelly liked it because I believe she's listened to it approximately 30 times since she received it. Is that accurate, Kelly?
That is 100% accurate. After I finally was able to play it, because I am sometimes a technological goober and I can't figure anything out, but once I downloaded the Dropbox and I got that song on my phone, I was just like, oh, my gosh. And I'm pretty sure I played it on repeat for about an hour and a half while I drove to my brother's house yesterday. So, yes, quite safe.
So it may have actually been more than 30 times.
Probably so, because the song's, what, 3.5 minutes long?
It is.
Probably
almost exactly 3.5 minutes long.
It's pathetic that I already know exactly how long that song is. But that goes to show you just how good it is. Because we do have some pretty rocking taste in music. So for me to know
exactly
how long the song is, you know, that's saying something.
It's impressive. It's either super nerdy or really impressive. And I'm going to go with really impressive because you're my friend and I like you
exactly.
a lot. So anyway, yeah, so we're going to play that song here in a minute, and then we are going to discuss the song. We're also going to share some of the lead singer, Chris's thoughts on what's coming up next for She Pulled the Trigger. We're going to get into a little sports a little later on in the podcast, going to talk about college football this weekend and maybe laugh at the Cowboys a little bit, because we got to laugh at the Cowboys. We are going to talk briefly about the CSI finale because I love CSI and just because I want to talk about it. And, of course, we're going to wrap up with our social media stupidity, as usual, sharing with all of you, our three listeners. I think we actually have more than that. But however many there are, sharing with you how not to be a social media moron. And that is our gift to you each and every Monday. So, Kelly, if you don't have any other thoughts right now, do you want to jump right into playing this song, or do you want to chat about it first?
I do want to talk about it, but I want to hear it again so badly that I would like for you to just play the song, and then we can talk about how freaking fantastic.
Amazeballs? All right.
Yeah. That's an
excellent song. Fantastic. Without further ado, here is She Pulled the Trigger, Dying to Shine.
I'll be the one to say
All right, there you have it. She Pulled the Trigger, Dying to Shine. Kelly, unmute yourself and share your thoughts about the song.
I am unmuted because, well, I had to, I guess I'll just, we're all
just
about honesty here. I had to mute
just
the phone because I didn't know if me singing along so terribly in my car was going to broadcast and, you know, like kind of ruin the song for everybody else. So I had to mute the phone. But it's one of those, like, I have this tendency when I hear a song, if I really like it and it catches my ear right away, I will play it on repeat until I know the words, and then I can sing along to it in my, you know, like my not really carrying a tune kind of voice. And I've done that, and I love it. I think that song is freaking awesome. As soon as I can find it on iTunes, which is probably my own fault for not going to iTunes and actually looking for it, I'll add it to my playlist and get it on, you know, everything I've got. Because it's one of those, like, I mean, it tells you something. If it's falling into, you know, a playlist with our Shinedown and with, you know, like our Breaking Benjamin and our Highly Suspect, like, it's the real deal for me. So I am a fan. And, you know, the interactions that we've had with the guys so far, they are super cool guys. And so I kind of can't wait to hear what else they have to give us before they start, you know, like, touring next year. So that was a spoiler alert, I guess.
That was spoiler alert.
Sorry, kind of blew it there for everybody, but I think.
Well, you ruined my moment. Thanks a lot, there, Kelly. Appreciate that.
Well, most of
the
people tuned out. They probably tuned out from my rant anyway, my rambling. So
I doubt it.
You know, nobody paid attention to what I said. It's all good.
Come on. Well, I will tell you, I just checked Apple Music. It is on there. For those of you with iTunes or Apple Music, here's my little plug for Apple Music again, and they really should start paying me for this. Apple Music is amazing, people. It's free right now, and then you pay one monthly fee, and you can hear whatever you want, and the artists still get paid. So no worries there. They get what they're supposed to get as well. But anyway, it is on there, as is their first single, Stand Up and Fight. So you can find both of those on iTunes, Apple Music, YouTube. You can find the video as well, and probably anywhere else that you can find music, like Spotify, or I don't know where people get music because I get it from Apple. So forgive me for not being in the know, but I'm sure anywhere that you can find music, you can find this new single, Dying to Shine. It is amazing. Kelly kind of, you know, ruined it for me there, but no, that's cool. We did talk to Chris a little bit earlier today, and as Kelly mentioned, these guys are awesome, and for me, that makes the music even better. You know, when the band members are like cool, down-to-earth people, I really appreciate that. And these guys are definitely that. And Chris shared that they will be touring in 2016. Do not have an exact list yet of cities, but they're going to be going where the fans are. So if you want She Pulled the Trigger to come to your town, then you need to tweet, Instagram, smoke signal, Morse code, FedEx, UPS, however you can notify them and others that you want them in your town, that's what you need to do. You need to let them know that they need to come to your town and come see you. In addition, they will be releasing a 5-song EP before they start touring. So I know earlier, Kelly, you said you can't wait to see what's coming up next. So there will be more in the not-too-distant future coming from them. So that's pretty exciting, right?
Yeah. I'm so freaking excited right now. I'm Now, and this doesn't reflect on them and how cool they are and how much I like this song. I'm almost as excited to hear what else they have coming out as I am to go to Louder Than Life this weekend. It's this weekend. 4 freaking days. Holy
so
crap.
I don't know. I don't know if any of those guys are listening right now, but if you are, that is a huge compliment from Kelly, because she has been super damn excited about this concert coming up this weekend. We have discussed it every week for like the past 3 or 4 weeks. There have been countdowns happening. So for her to put you in the same arena of excitement as Louder Than Life, I think that is a huge, huge deal. Huge.
Yeah. Now, you say that if we try to get in touch with them and you're like, hey, how about you come to my city and play a concert? How about you come to Campbellsville? Why can't they come to, like, Podunk, Kentucky and play a concert?
Maybe they can. Is there somewhere in Podunk, Kentucky to play a concert?
They can play it in my driveway for all I care, as long as they're sitting in this town playing. As long as I don't have to drive like an hour and a half and then stay in a hotel and sleep somewhere else besides my own bed.
Which can be a tricky situation at times.
I mean, you know, there's no usually. The only other place I ever sleep is at the bed I have at my mom's house. So it's not like it's a huge inconvenience, because that's pretty comfortable too. But, you know, I'm just saying, there's nothing like home, and it would be pretty freaking cool if, I'm just saying, we can make it happen. Or I could always go to, like, Breck. I could come to Breck. They could play there.
They could totally, totally play in Breck. There are plenty of places to play here, and you do have a place to sleep. It's not your own bed, but, you know, it's comfy and cozy, and there's coffee and breakfast. So we could definitely make that happen.
I mean, like, what's better than your best friend's couch? You know?
Nothing.
I don't know that there's... Exactly. I don't know that there's anything better than your best friend's couch.
I agree wholeheartedly. So it sounds like that they need to work into their tour schedule either Podunk, Kentucky, or Breckenridge, Colorado.
Absolutely. I would lean more toward Breckenridge. I feel like we would have more fun there, only because, like, this is a dry county. You can't – I mean, like, I don't know that they do anything that requires a legal age to do it, but, you know, it's a boring. Honestly, I love this town. I've lived here most of my life, but it's somewhat boring. I only love it because it's normal and it's home. But anyway,
there's no place like home.
Exactly, but Breck would be more fun. Let's go to Breck.
Breck would be more fun. So, Chris, go ahead and put it in your schedule.
That's
coming to Breck on your 2016 tour.
Yes.
Make
and
it happen.
I'll start saving my vacation days, and I will be there with bells on.
There you go. So, yeah, I'm super excited as well to hear what else they have coming out. And something interesting that I learned about them last night, Kelly, and you might have learned this as well. So one of the first bands that we reviewed on our amazing little podcast here is From Ashes to New. And the studio where She Pulled the Trigger recorded Dying to Shine From Ashes to New has also recorded there as well. I don't know what they recorded there, but I mean, that's good, because they're currently touring with Five Finger Death Punch and Papa Roach. So if that's any indication of where She Pulled the Trigger is heading, that is definitely a good thing, I would think.
I would say so. Yeah, no, I saw that. I did notice that last night when I was, I believe it was maybe their super, like, motivational and positive Wikipedia entry. I did study that for a little while and then found out quite a few pretty interesting things about them there. But, I mean, yeah, I was like, wait, that's, we talked about them. So they're, you know, they're good people. So you're in, you know, you're in good company and that kind of thing. So it's freaking awesome. I I never look forward to being done with our podcast, but I'm pretty sure that, you know, as soon as I am finished here and we hang out, I'll be taking my little fingers over to go over to Apple Music and downloading that song.
I think that is a wise decision. And as we have discussed previously, we only talk about good bands on our podcast. So
100%.
You know, the fact that we're even discussing these people is a good thing. And clearly they are destined for success, as are, you know, all the other bands that we have talked about thus far in these past several weeks.
I mean, like, I feel like we get a pass on music that we liked when we were, like, teenagers and younger and stuff like that. Like, you know, I was a huge, like, New Kids on the Block fan when I was in, like, fifth grade. I'm not saying that, you know, that New Kids on the Block are terrible, but I feel like, you know, it's kind of like, we can't, I get a pass for New Kids on the Block, right?
What?
I get a pass for New Kids on the Block because they're not like, you know, our typical kind of music that we like right now.
Correct.
I'm saying like stuff that we listened to when we were kids, we deserve a pass for.
I agree. So, like, yes. Well, and I mean,
like,
they are back again and charging like a freaking arm and a leg for tickets.
I know, but I would pay an arm and a leg to see Donnie take his shirt off. He's freaking hot.
Did you know you can go on a cruise with him? I might not should have told you that.
You might not have, but it's okay because, you know what, I don't make a ton of money where I work, so I'll never be able to afford that. You know, but anyway,
I think it would be a little crazy anyway. But, you get a pass for childhood music.
I would get arrested and thrown off that ship. You know that would happen.
Probably. Yeah. Maybe. It could be a possibility.
A very good possibility.
I mean,
because
they
probably don't want you, like, touching people. Being like, hey, Donnie Wahlberg, I'm gonna touch your abs. They probably don't want that.
There would be an FAQ before the cruise, right? Like, there would have to be like
some sort of
rules
and
regs.
Sign a waiver. Be like, that's your promise. I feel like if I went on that cruise, they would probably be like, okay, Kelly, you have to promise that you won't try to. To touch Donnie or Joey. All the others, you don't have to worry about, but Donnie or Joey are off limits.
Well,
I feel like I would have to put that waiver in.
Jonathan's gay, so.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I'm not 100% convinced about Jordan, but don't tell him that.
I'm not either.
I'm sure you're going to be talking about him later.
Not that there's anything wrong with that. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but I'm not sure either. Well, Kelly, let's talk about something else that is going to make you probably want to get arrested. Let's talk about your
football
team. Yeah.
Woo! Okay.
I know you were a little upset with Jesse Palmer and Brent Musburger this weekend. And can I just point out for the record, Brent Musburger is a creepy-ass dude, okay? I don't know if anybody remembers, but a couple years ago, man, whose girlfriend was it? It was in one of the bowl games.
It was like the Alabama quarterback's girlfriend or something.
Yes.
Was it McCarron's girlfriend?
A.J. McCarron's girlfriend. And she was a very attractive lady, young woman, whatever you want to call her, chick. That's what I'm going to call her. She was a hot chick.
Go.
Okay. And that's fine. But I swear Brent Musburger had to be jacking off in the booth talking about this girl. Like, throughout the game, it was creepy. It was super creepy.
It was super creepy. And like, okay, last week, and of course, I mean, like, that's one of the benefits to being in the SEC. We have all of our games either on, you know, CBS, one of the ESPNs, or the SEC network, which is great because I get all of those channels and I always want to watch Kentucky football. However, I don't want Jesse Palmer and freaking Brent Musburger or Brett or whatever it's for. I don't care what it's freaking name.
Creepy.
I think it's Brent.
It's creepy, McCreepster
weird old
is
name.
What it is. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, like, I believe that that is 100% accurate. Because, I mean, like, all they talked about, and if you know, if one of our three followers that, you know, or three listeners that, you know, might possibly follow me on Twitter, if you followed me on Twitter, you were looking at what I was tweeting that night, it was like, it was pure rage. Like, I was so angry because it wasn't just like, you know, and I'm not saying that Kentucky did everything perfectly because obviously we didn't. Like, yes, we had some fantastic plays, but we also did some things that were probably kind of stupid, which, you know what, every football team does it. There's not a team that I've ever seen that plays a perfect game and whatever. But they were like, I sent my friend a text, and it's almost like, I was like, you know, they're just hanging on Missouri's ball sack. Like, what is their problem? Like, everything they did was wonderful. If they caught a ball, it's because Maddie Mock, who, let's just talk about that for a minute. What grown man goes by Maddie?
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
What grown man goes by Maddie and spells it M-A-T-Y? Let's talk about that even further. Anyway.
Yeah. None. None.
Exactly. Not a respectable one anyway.
Mm-mm. No.
But I mean, like, so, but every time Missouri caught a pass, Maddie Moss is the best quarterback on the planet. And whoever the receiver was God's gift to wide receivers.
Right, most amazing catch ever.
Exactly. But if Kentucky caught a pass, we were not good receivers and Tulsa was not a good quarterback. It was, oh, man, did you see that tackle after he got that 48-yard gain? That tackle was fabulous. Like, seriously. My blood pressure is going up, I'm sure you can tell, just by talking about it.
I bet your
it
face is turning
ridiculous.
Red.
I'm sure it is. But, I mean, it was just like all night long. And I was just like, I was tweeting. I was like, I'm getting ready to call the SEC network and complain. My little voice is not going to do much, but I will sure call and complain and talk about how I'd rather hear my dog bark all through the game than hear those two talk about the game again. Now, see, they kind of did that the week before in the Florida game, and I kind of gave them a pass because Jesse Palmer is a Florida grad. So I'm like, well, he's gonna wreck them a little bit, and that's whatever. But this week it was just like, you know, like they gave no credit to the fact that Kentucky completely turned their game around and played 100 times better. Our offensive line went from allowing 6 sacks last week against Florida to only 2 this week. I mean, like, I know 2 is 2 too many, but, I mean, we only allowed 2 sacks. It's improvement, exactly.
Yeah.
They moved, you know, the line of scrimmage moved forward instead of going backwards, and that's always a great thing as well. And
yes. We
scored touchdowns. That's the main thing. We scored touchdowns. They opened up a gap. Patrick Coles ran in for a touchdown. They blocked well enough and gave Cole's good enough pass protection that, you know, that he made some insane throws. I mean, just crazy. And but no, no, they didn't think that was very good. And so, but I'm happy. We beat the 25th ranked team in the nation. They were the 25th
awesome.
Ranked team in the nation. Obviously, they're not that anymore. They had an 11-game winning streak in the SEC. If you know
wow.
anything about SEC football, you can't do that. Nobody else has that. The only,
and they
the
don't
only
have it anymore.
Streak, exactly. Nobody else has one either. But, I mean, it was just, you know, they didn't care that, you know, that we – you know, were great, and, you know, they were just like, oh, well, it was just a sad day for Missouri. Okay, sure, sure.
You know what that reminds me of? So,
no.
Do you watch NASCAR at all?
I do.
Okay.
And my guy, Matt Kenseth, won the race this weekend, just an FYI. Pretty fantastic.
Yes, that was pretty fantastic. I'm not a Matt Kenseth fan, but I'm not an anti-Matt Kenseth, so I'm okay with that. But tell me if you agree. What that reminds me of as far as them just, you know, acting like Missouri's the best thing since sliced bread and Maddie's amazing and everything, it's just like Danica Patrick, okay?
Oh, my word.
Let's all be honest.
Oh, my goodness.
And let me first say, for those of you that are thinking, oh, these are two women, so they're definitely going to support a woman in NASCAR. No.
No,
no, I do not.
No.
I'm not saying I'm against it. I'm saying let's find someone with talent. Let's find someone who can drive the vehicle around the track for the allotted number of laps without hitting other people. Let's find that woman and get her in the car. But I don't know. They don't do it as much as they used to. But those announcers would kill me. And I specifically remember once when she wrecked. And they, swear to God, were talking about how awesome she wrecked. I'm not even joking. This was, I think, last year. Might have been the year before. I don't know. It all runs together. But they were literally talking about what an amazing job she did wrecking and not like doing worse.
Like not taking anybody,
you know, hurting
else down
herself.
With her?
Oh no, she took other people out.
Oh, my word.
But it was
oh,
like, it was just ridiculous. And it's like you sit there and you're listening to it and you're like, do you people have a straight face when you're saying this stuff? Like, do you have to practice saying this so you can do it without laughing? Because I sure as hell would, because this lady is a train wreck. I mean, one of my friends and I, we text during the races to discuss how far along it will be before she wrecks somebody. And we're usually pretty darn close. So, but that's what it reminds me of, Kelly, is the Danica Patrick train in NASCAR and how amazing she's supposed to be, and it's so fantastic, and oh my God, when she got the pole that one time, I swear I thought just NASCAR was going to explode because she was starting first, because you know that depends mostly on how you set up the car and not so much the driver. But anyway, that's my Danica Patrick moment.
I mean, I'm all for, I guess, sometimes I wonder how I should word things. I'm all for equality all over the place. And I'm not afraid to catch some heat for this. I think women should leave some stuff to men. And I think NASCAR and being the president are two of those things that they should leave to the men. Let the men do that. That's okay. Honestly, I'm all for women being equal and doing the same thing men can do. But I'm like, I don't know. Let the men drive the cars. Let the men be the president. Is that a terrible opinion to have?
No, and the fact that you just said that reminded me of something. I think the thing that drives me the craziest at this point is that they changed gentlemen, start your engines. It bugs the shit out of me. It really does. Every time I hear them say, drivers.
People.
Drivers.
Yeah. No, that's terrible.
No, it's gentlemen. I don't even care that she's down there. Just still say gentlemen. That's what it's supposed to be. Because when they say, and now for the most famous words in motorsports, no, it's not. Those are not the most famous words in motorsports because the most famous words are gentlemen.
Gentlemen.
Start your engines. That's what the most famous words are. You changed it. So you can't say
exactly.
They're the most famous words any longer because they're
like
not.
I'm sorry. All this political correct baloney aggravates the snot out of me. Like, I feel
it really
like we
does.
Could do, I feel like we could
a
do
whole,
a 2-hour podcast one day and
just
talk about, I mean, like, I have my favorite guys that do radio and podcasts are, you know, my guy Matt Jones at KSR. And they do, you know, every once in a while, they do an uncensored podcast where they just, you know, because, like, they're live on the radio for 2 hours a day. And so, you know, for every once in a while, they want to say things that they're not allowed to say on the radio, you know, live from 10 a.m. to noon. And so they, you know, they do uncensored podcasts. I feel like we should do one of those and just really like give our opinion about everything that we have an opinion about.
I love this idea.
And
fantastic.
And you know what? This uncensored podcast, because we don't we label this one as explicit? Like, this uncensored podcast may just end up being a phone call. Because I don't even know that we can put, you know, like, all of our views just out there for everybody.
Out there.
Without some people being like, Kelly,
you
just
should
stay
die.
In your house and never come out because you're terrible.
Right. I like it, though. I think it's a fantastic
idea. I think it's
an
excellent idea.
I love
yeah.
it.
I think
and
it's
we need to schedule it immediately because, yeah. I mean, I feel like we could enlighten a lot of people as well. I really do. So, Danica, just go away. Just go back to open wheel. I think she might have been kind of good at that. Like Juan Pablo, okay? Just because you can drive one kind of car doesn't mean you can drive another kind of car. And it took him a few years, but he finally realized that, and he went away. I want her to go away, too. Quickly.
Yeah, I mean, like, that was... I remember when I guess when she first started, like very first started driving on the NASCAR series, I put something on Matt's Facebook because he's a junior fan, and, you know, that's okay. You know, I put something on his Facebook, and it was a picture of Junior, like, leaning over to, you know, to Danica Patrick, and he's saying, you know, don't worry, everybody else, or Gordon's just mad because before you came along, he was the only girl in the sport, like that, which is kind of one of my favorite things ever, because, like, I used to like Jeff Gordon, but now he's just kind of a tool, so didn't he retire and finally after, like, 400 years this year?
Yes, this is his final season, allegedly.
I mean, He drove when I was in high school. Anybody that was doing anything when I was in high school has been doing
it
all
the time.
Time to retire. You need to hang it up, buddy. Hang it up. I got out of high school 17 years ago. Do you want to be real about this? You need to put, you know, you're like a grandpa. You're a NASCAR grandpa. Put it up.
He is.
Bye. Peace out.
Because, I mean, Mark Martin finally went away. So, God, that took forever. Not saying
who
I didn't like
Mark
Martin. But good God, I mean, it was like.
Who was the guy that was on that was on Dancing with the Stars last year? Michael Waltrip, is that right?
Yeah.
I mean, like, I think he was like I grew to like him just because.
Did
you?
Know,
he was on Dancing
I have
with
a
the Stars.
For him.
He was,
I can't share it. I can share it on our uncensored show.
You might have to text that one to me.
I'm doing that right now. But yeah, I have a special nickname for him. He's a train wreck, and I'm glad that you grew to like him. But my issue
is
like
he
sucked. And, like, I think he, like, won the Daytona 500 once, like, 50 years ago. And because of that, we had to pretend like he was still continually relevant in the sport. And he simply was not. And that is where my frustration for him, I think he is. I'm just saying. But, yeah, I just grew very frustrated with him and like everybody thinking he was good because he wasn't, and it was sad and depressing. So
yeah,
that's Mikey. Anyway, well, we talked about your football team a little bit. My football team did not play this past weekend. Next weekend they are headed to North Carolina, to Wake Forest. Hopefully it won't be a good game. Hopefully they will kill Wake Forest. And a little quick funny story about that. So last time we were there, it might have been 2 times ago, so it was either 2 years ago or 4 years ago when we played at their stadium. They have a promotion at Wake Forest Stadium. I don't remember the name of their stadium, but for every touchdown that Wake scores, and I can't remember if it's Domino's or Papa John's, but for every touchdown that Wake scores, you get a free topping that day, I guess.
What?
Yeah. So it was either, like I said, 2 years or 4 years ago, we were there, and we were killing them. And my brother, my oldest brother, who is fantastic, like, he and I were kind of chatting about it, and we saw the sign about the free toppings, and we were like, huh, no free toppings today. Well, then it became a chant. My brother started chanting it, and then everybody else started chanting it as well. So now, you know, when we go to Wake Forest, it becomes a chant of no free toppings. So it is our goal, you know, to ensure that the Wake students get no free topping that day. So hopefully this weekend there will be no free toppings at Wake Forest. That is my hope.
Yeah, I'm all for that myself. And I'll tell you why. I'm pretty anti-ACC. And it's not because, you know, like, I'm not a fan of, you know, Jameis Winston or Florida State, or speaking of Jameis Winston, how did he do yesterday?
I don't even know.
Anyway. Yeah, I don't know that it was great. Anyway.
I was focused on the Dallas loss, but let me look that up real quick while you're chatting.
Yeah. No, when Louisville went to the ACC, I was like, the two things I hate most in college sports are in the same conference, so therefore I hate the whole thing. and that is Duke and Louisville. I will, you know, I guess this is one I said earlier, we're all about honesty on this show. I cheered for Duke after a lot of, you know, back and forth and who do I actually cheer for. And after a couple of minutes of just actually wishing that the floor would open up and swallow all of them, which it didn't do, and they would both lose.
That didn't work,
by the way. But, you know, I was just like, this, you know, I have to pick the lesser of two evils. And Duke is obviously the lesser of two evils. But, you know, I'm Duke basketball gives me anxiety. But, I mean, like Louisville, this is their mentality. And it's not just like them as a, I guess, like a big institution. It's like them as a whole, like their fans, and I guess their administration is stupid and whatever. But, I mean, like, okay, they, from what I can understand, and, I mean, like, if you're a Louisville fan and you actually listen to this, correct me if I'm wrong, I say that thinking that there's going to be anybody actually listening to us right now. But, you know, they probably never fill up their football stadium, which they just built. I think they finished it in 07. And the first game that was played there was Kentucky, and we went in there. And if you get on Google and Google Stevie Got Loose, you will see my guy Stevie Johnson getting that game-winning touchdown on the last toss of the game, and we beat him. And it was the best thing ever. And if you can listen to the audio, listen to the Tom Leach audio, because he's our play-by-play announcer, and he is the shit. Anyway, they built this huge stadium. And if you drive in downtown Louisville, it's just this huge just monstrosity. And it's just an eyesore. And it's ugly, and it's huge. And now that Kentucky has renovated their stadium and made all these improvements, they've decided that, hey, we need to add another, I think they're adding like another 50,000 seats. They don't come, they don't fill up three quarters of what they have now.
Do they have 50,000 fans?
No, I don't think so.
I don't either.
But they're adding, and I may be exaggerating that number, but their stadium is going to seat probably, you know, between 75,000 and 80,000 people. Our stadium at UK seats about 64 and change or something. But they're gonna build it to be bigger than ours because ours
because.
Is awesome and they are stinky. Now I will say that the best thing about that stadium is that it's basically sponsored by Papa John's. And that's my favorite pizza. But
I love
the
cheese sauce.
Yes. That's the only good thing about it. That's the only good thing. The best thing about getting pizza from there is when Matt and I go together because he doesn't like the garlic butter. And I do.
What?
And then he won't kiss me after we eat pizza because I have garlic breath. But it's
flag
well worth the sacrifice.
Flag on the play. How can somebody
not like the garlic butter?
Yes.
I don't know.
Yes.
I don't know. But he has so many other endearing qualities that, you know, there's some things that you just choose to overlook. Like he's a Louisville fan. I don't know. I don't know how I don't know how my boyfriend is a Louisville fan and my best friend is a Duke fan. I don't know how those things have happened. And how my head has not exploded yet.
What fractal is this?
I feel like I'm living in some weird alternate universe where this is okay, and it's just not.
I wish that Papa John's would get Domino's sauce, because I do like their sauce better. But the cheese sauce is hard to pass up. It really is. I freaking love that stuff. You could probably dump cat shit in that, and it would be delicious.
Yeah, I'd eat it on cardboard.
Right?
I probably haven't eaten pizza in a good, 3 months. But I'm, talking about it really makes me want to go get some.
Yeah, let's move on, because I'm trying to eat healthy right now. And so, quick note, Jameis had he had an okay day. The Bucks lost, but he was 17 of 36, 261 yards, one touchdown, one interception. So, I mean, not fantastic, but not horrific either. The only other pro game I'd like to briefly discuss is the fact that Dallas got whipped. By the Falcons in a comeback victory.
Yeah, I'm all for Dallas losing, because anytime Dallas loses, I feel like Jesus smiles a little bit.
For sure.
But I do have, I have a player from Dallas on Justin Randall. Dude blew up yesterday. Got me like 30 fantasy points. I'm all for that. Good job, buddy. Good job. But I'm all for it when they lose. You were talking about, what was it? Basically, like, bitchy attempts to tackle, where, like, quarterback just kind of, like, they do one of those, like, I feel like it's one of those Devo moves where you have, like, your hands at your hips and you can't really move, but you kind of, like, jump to the side and kind of, like, try.
Right.
No. Somebody did that yesterday, and it was, I can't even tell you who it was, but it was the funniest thing I've ever seen because it was a good quarterback. Who in the world was it? Andrew Luck played like garbage. He played like poopy yesterday and on Thursday. And, I mean, they lost to Tennessee, I believe. How do you lose to Tennessee? I'll tell you how you lose to Tennessee. Marcus Mariota is freaking good. He played like...
He didn't have a super fantastic game. He had a decent game, but he threw two interceptions.
I don't remember. I guess I saw the parts of the game that weren't interceptions because he...
Yeah, I mean, he still had a good game.
Now, I also probably only saw... sorry about all the commotion. I had to let the dog out. But I was watching fantasy football with my brother yesterday, I wasn't watching fantasy football. I was watching actual football. And he just watches the Red Zone channel, and that's all we watch. So I only saw scoring plays. All I know is that as of right now, I'm ahead in my fantasy game. I'm hoping that stays true till the end tonight because I really, really would like to win.
Like for you to win as well, especially since you did not get to pick your team.
Exactly. And Marshawn Lynch, like, I'm a fan of his because I thought all his antics, like, during the Super Bowl and stuff last year were hilarious. Like, I'm only here so I don't get fined. Or however else he answered any question, that he was asked. I saw some interview with him somewhere, where he had, something, I don't remember exactly what it was, and I would have been better prepared if I knew that, that our rants and ramblings were going to take us to talking about Marshawn Lynch and how he gives charity. They were talking about something. He's so soft-spoken, walk quietly and carry a big stick or something? I feel like that's kind of what he does because he's so quiet. But when he does say something, you sure hear him. So
exactly. I agree. So I can't remember. You're not a CSI fan, right?
I'm more of, yes, I feel like, well, NCI New York was my favorite.
Right.
But I'm not a fan of the original.
The original, I gotcha.
I don't like it.
Well, it's over.
They went from leaving somebody on a cliffhanger and being like, oh, will Danny live or will he die? And you don't know. Because they just canceled the rest of the series. And, last thing I knew, Danny had been shot, and he was my favorite. But who knows if he's living.
Don't you hate to do that?
He went away into, TV
somewhere.
Wonderland. Because we never know.
Well, I was I am a huge CSI fan, but to be honest, I was pretty happy that they ended it because, like, this spring was a really sad time for me because Nick Stokes left CSI, George Eads left CSI. I love Nikki, and Justified ended, so no more Raylan Givens. That was a real rough week for me, Kelly, losing both of those really attractive dudes on television in like the same, I don't know, week and a half. It was difficult, but I actually didn't mind CSI going away because it would have been hard to watch without Nikki on it anyway. But they did have a 2-hour finale last night and kind of wrapped everything up in a nice little bow. It wasn't like super dramatic or overly exciting, but Catherine ends up going back to Vegas, and you interpret that she becomes director of the lab because Sarah was director of the lab, but she runs off with Grissom. So, yeah. So that's kind of how it ended, and yeah, not that sad. But anyway, that leaves us about 6 minutes to discuss any social stupidity that we've encountered this week. So, Kelly, what do you have for us there? Surely something.
Oh, there's always something.
There's always more than we can handle.
Yes, absolutely. Oh my gosh, why can I not? How about the latest like hoax that they put around Facebook, and everybody is going to be posting it on their thing. I don't get Facebook permission to charge me. Seriously, everybody in Kentucky is saying Channel 13 out of Bowling Green put out this report. And then the television station themselves on their own Facebook page issued a statement saying, we did not put that report on the air. We didn't ever say that, that
people are gullible.
That thing that's going around now is just the same, the same hoax that goes around every year, because every year they try to tell you that, what, Facebook's going to start charging.
Yeah.
Are you serious? No. Facebook doesn't charge us.
They're making enough money off the people that pay for games. And I don't even know all the games that exist on there anymore. But, I mean, you can end up paying an ass load to play those games if you're not careful. And there's a lot of people that are stupid. So pretty sure Facebook is making plenty of money with that. And with ads, I don't think they're going to start charging us.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. But it says, what is it? It's official. It's been published in the media. Facebook has just released the entry price. It's $5.99 to keep your subscription of your status to be set to private. Does that mean that if I put something on social media, everybody can see it? Oh, my gosh. I thought if I put something on social media, only the people I wanted to see could see it. Are you serious right now? My head's exploding because people are so freaking stupid.
People are that dumb.
If you think that you can post something on Facebook and somebody's not going to see it and take a screenshot of how stupid you were when you posted it,
you are a moron.
Give me a break.
Yeah.
Give me a break. I told that story on one of our first podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
My friend's ex, would post all sorts of hateful stuff about him and his family and me and all this stuff. And, I sure have about 25 screenshots in my, in my picture roll, waiting for their divorce to be final so I can delete all that crap from my Facebook. But she thinks that she doesn't, nobody remembers the picture that I put on Facebook with the extra blush on my face when I suggested that Will hit me.
Even
yes,
I remember.
We do.
Even I
yes,
remember.
Yes, we do, bitch. We remember.
We remember.
Okay.
Even if you deleted it, bitch.
Yeah.
There's a screenshot of it. It's out there.
Yep. It's sure in my phone. And I will sure print out all those pictures and give them to him. And then I'll delete everything that ever had anything to do with her from my phone because I feel like it's infesting it somehow. That's probably what the problem was with my Apple Music yesterday.
It's probably her. I can buy that. Well, did you hear that they are, or I think, that they are actually considering a dislike button?
Dude, I'm all for it. I'm all for it. Because, not because, like, you know, like, I'm going to be like, oh, I can't stand you, so I'm going to dislike. It's going to be like, you know, like, more like.
My mom died. Like,
yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
My cousin posted. I was. It's funny. I was about to say something similar to that. My cousin posted yesterday. Prayers for my mother. She's being scanned right now for stroke symptoms. Yeah, I didn't like that status. You know, I texted him and I was like, "Hey, keep us posted. Let us know." But I mean, like, I've always thought, and I felt like I almost tweeted something this weekend. I was like, you know, if I favorite your status, it's because I wholeheartedly agree with what you're saying, and I just don't want to type out the tweet myself.
Exactly.
And it's not because I like the fact that, you know, I went through a lot of this with my, you know, like during the game on Saturday when I was watching the game. I didn't favorite some people's tweets because, you know, they – we're talking about Jesse Palmer being a tool. You know, I favorited it because I agreed with them completely. I did ask my media friend who was in the press box that night if he was anywhere near them, and if he was, how much money I would have to give him to just run over and punch both of them in the throat so they couldn't talk anymore throughout the rest of the broadcast.
That would have been
but he
fantastic.
Did let me. It would have been pretty fantastic. But, you know, he did, you know, make me well aware that that would not have been professional. And you know, he would not have, there would not be a good opinion of him in the press box if he went and punched Jesse Palmer in the throat.
But we would have loved it.
I would have loved it, and I would have given him my whole paycheck. I'm telling you, my paycheck's not very much. Like we talked about earlier, it's not a whole lot. It's enough to pay my bills. But I mean, I'm just saying.
I fully support it. Fully support it. We should do a Kickstarter.
Yeah.
GoFundMe to raise money for somebody to go punch Brent and Jesse in the throats.
Yeah, Nick. I hope. I mean, like, no kidding. If they come back to Kentucky to do another game, I will sit in my car and listen to the radio broadcast before I will listen to them call it again because I can't again. I cannot.
That's it. You can't. That's it.
I mean, like, I think that's the hashtag that brought us together in the first place.
I believe it was.
Because we were talking about, what was it? We were talking about the Big Brother and that guy not knowing how to use the word integral. that word means important. It doesn't have anything to do with integrity. Note to self. Or actually not note to self because I knew that. Note to you,
right.
Devin,
note,
from Big Brother 16.
Yeah, note to you, Devin.
Note to idiots who don't know how to use grammar correctly.
Oh, my God. Well, we'd have to write a lot of notes.
We don't always judge people based on their grammar. But if you're friends with Claudia and I, you'll know that we do a lot, actually.
We do.
So
a lot.
Sorry.
Yeah. So
sorry,
spell check,
but I'm,
spell and grammar check your shit before you send it to us because we might not say anything to you, but we'll be talking about it. We will be talking about
it. Yeah. Unless it's our friends from She Pulled the Trigger.
Then
they're
it's
my
okay.
Guy. Yeah.
They, why?
You,
did
you guys
did they do something grammatically incorrect? I don't know. Well, nothing glared out at me, so.
No, because they didn't say, like, you're, like, while you are.
Right.
They typed out you are. So
nice.
Yes. I don't see any grammatical errors in their tweets. Now this is or in their direct messages. This is what I will say though. That's how you know. I feel like especially with us, that's how you feel like you know that. Matt sends me messages all the time, and he'll be like, "Oh my gosh, you're mad." Bless his heart. I adore him, but he thinks I'm always mad. he sends me YOUR mad. No. I'm not mad, but I love him, so I don't judge his grammar. Only every time he sends me the text, I'm like, there it is again. But I don't
it
let it affect
me. Stabs at your heart just a tiny little bit.
It does. It's like one of those pin pricks that you get, and it's just like, oh man.
Yeah. I'm with you.
If I love you, you can make all the grammatical errors in the world. I might mentally correct them, but I'm not going to correct them to your face.
She'll definitely mentally correct them. I know I do.
If you're a douchebag on Twitter, we'll call you out for that stuff.
That we will. So the lesson for the three people listening right now, your social media lessons for the day are, remember, once you post it, it's out there. Even if you delete it, somebody screenshot it. And check your grammar and your spelling before posting, texting, emailing, or anything else, because you're only going to look like a dumbass.
Exactly. And we were talking about the dislike button. They need to let you know, you can like edit Facebook statuses if you find a mistake.
Yeah.
Which I'm always thankful for. I was looking through my own timeline the other day, and I found some grammatical errors, and I almost deleted the tweet.
I've done that before. But, I have deleted.
But people had, like, responded to it and stuff, so I was like, I can't delete it, because look at all the responses it had. And so,
I feel your pain. I feel your pain.
And so
Yeah, it's tough being grammatically correct. It really is.
It's a pain. It hurts.
It is. It hurts, but it feels so good. Well, on that note, Kelly, it is time for us to wrap it up. So for the three people listening, don't forget, She Pulled the Trigger, Dying Shine. You can find the video on YouTube. Follow them on Twitter, Instagram. You can find that song and their first song, Stand Up and Fight, on iTunes, Apple Music, and anywhere else that you can download or purchase music online. And, make sure that you don't listen to Brent saying his ridiculous stuff. Just mute it. Just mute Brent and Jesse. You'll be better off that way. And always, always, always grammar and spell check your social media posts before posting them. So with that, we need some new music to review for next week. So if anybody has any ideas, feel free to tweet us or DM us with your thoughts. Remember the rules. It has to be good. If it sucks, I'm not going to review it because we only review good stuff on here.
Right, exactly.
Kelly, any closing thoughts from you this evening?
This time next week, we will have finished another podcast where I will probably have been talking the whole time about how fantastic Louder Than Life was. I'm so freaking excited.
She's
like
pumped.
Last night, I'm not even kidding. Last night I started thinking about it. It was 12 o'clock. I had to write my post for the website. And then I was like, oh, wait, And then I started going through my list of music, and I was like, oh, they're going to be there. Oh, look, they're going to be there, too. And so I'm super crazy pumped. I can't wait. I get to see Shinedown. Holy freaking crap. I can't stand it. My friend Shannon, the dude, is supposed to get me closer to the stage. So I'm getting like butterflies in my stomach thinking about it. I can't wait.
Once we get through your concert, then we start to get excited about my concert, because I will be seeing Nothing More shortly after Louder Than Life.
Oh, yeah, they're going to be there. What if I just hop in their bus and come down there with them? And
well,
I'll
that is
see
fantastic.
You there.
And then we
that
can see you
fun.
On the bus. That's right.
They wouldn't know. That would be one of those, like, one of those getting arrested activities. They'd be like, oh, crap, what are you? You're a stowaway. Yep.
What are you?
I'm a stalker.
No, they seem like super cool guys. So they'd probably just be like, hey, come on, let's all hang out together and speak philosophically.
You've
ever read their Instagram? Like, they're very. Have you read their Instagrams?
I haven't yet. But
do
know,
it.
Do it. I'm going right. But would they get mad if I was just like, you know, I'm really just coming along for the ride because you're taking me to where my best friend's going to be?
Yeah, I don't think they could get mad at that. I really don't.
I don't think they should.
I don't either.
I mean, it's always a possibility, you know?
I mean, I guess anything's possible, but, you know, I don't think they would. I think that they'd be okay with that.
Yeah, so now I guess I'm one of 24,300 people following them on Instagram.
Yeah, go check out some of their Instagrams. Yeah, they're very, like, I don't know if it's every day, but I think every day they post at least one kind of like, it's very philosophical. It's really all I can say about it. You just have to read it for yourself. But check that out. You can follow myself and Kelly on Twitter at Kelly Beth. Is that right? Did I get it right?
That is, you're 100% correct.
Woo-hoo! And that's K-E-L-L-I. And then I am at Claudia_King. I tried to change it, Kelly, for you, but I could not. I had no other good options to go to. So.
Yeah. What band had we, was it Highly Suspect that we had?
It was Highly Suspect. You screwed me on Highly Suspect. Totally fine,
though.
I've totally forgiven you for it.
I'm the worst. And I was like, why does Claudia not see the comment or the notification about the tweet? Probably because I used your email address.
That's okay.
And there is somebody with the handle Claudia M. King on Twitter, and they probably had, you know, at least two or three notifications.
Right.
So they're like, what in the world? I haven't.
And they're
on
never
Twitter
on
either.
There, so they need to give it up. They need to give it to me. It's my handle.
Yeah, exactly.
Come on, people.
Maybe you should just,
but for
send,
now,
just send them a, yeah, send them
I
a,
should.
A little message. Can I
send
have
them a little
this?
Message? Thanks. But for now, Claudia_King. So with that, I hope everybody has a fantastic week. Kelly, please, for the love of God, enjoy Louder Than Life. I know that you will.
Oh, my gosh.
We want to hear all about it next week. So have an awesome week, and we will talk to you later.
Bye.